Hey everyone, I'm Stephanie.
And I'm Jeremy.
Writers at RVFTA.com.
And the authors of The Idiot's Guide to RV Vacations.
About 10 years ago, we had a couple of babies and a marriage that was on the rocks.
So we bought an RV and we started camping. The rest, as they say, is history.
Join us as we talk about where to camp, what gear to bring, and the best food to cook.
We'll also keep you dialed in to the latest RV innovations from people in the know.
So pull up a chair and join us around the digital campfire.
This is the RV Atlas. Hello, everybody, and welcome to today's episode of the RV Atlas. We have a really exciting episode today and a very special guest. We're going to be reviewing the Mill Run Jellystone in Mill Run, Pennsylvania, which we loved and adored. But today we're going to focus in on the kids' perspective. Max and Theo are coming on the show. After almost 5 years of podcasting, the boys have finally agreed. We negotiated with their agent. We reached a price agreement, and they are going to give us their review of the Mill Run Jellystone. But before we dive in and start talking to Max, we need to thank our sponsor, Jayco.
A big thanks to our sponsor, Jayco. For a complete lineup of products, visit your local dealer or head on over to jayco.com. Jayco, generations of family fun. And also a big thank you to Go RVing. To find your way, visit GoRVing.com. Now, the Mill Run Jellystone, Jeremy, has gotten rave reviews from various people that we've known for years. This campground has been on our radar, and we've wanted to visit, but for one reason or another, we just didn't get there.
It's a little bit too far away for a weekend.
For us, because we're in New Jersey, it's about 5.5 hours maybe. So we kept trying to get there. Well, we finally got there over this past Memorial Day weekend, and I have to say that we had high expectations. And it blew our expectations out of the water. In fact, by the end of the weekend, most of us in the family were saying that this is pretty much one of our favorite Jellystones now.
It's top five for me.
We wish it was closer.
Maybe top three. But our opinions don't matter today, do they,
right.
Stephanie?
Right. We're going to try to keep our opinions in check. And instead, we are going to ask our kids to talk about what they thought about the Mill Run Jellystone. So welcome to the show, Max.
Hi, I'm Max Puglisi from RV Atlas, and I'm going to be telling you about the kids' perspective of Mill Run Pennsylvania Jellystone.
Yeah, and you had a really good time while we were there, right? So you said, I want to finally come on the podcast.
Mm-hmm.
What made you decide to want to come on the podcast?
It's just that type of campground that really got me excited. And I always really wanted to be on it. And last time I wanted to be on it, I just couldn't really say it. And
all right. You know. So you decided this is the time. This is the campground you're going to make your podcast debut for. All right. Well, we're happy to
have you.
He's
smiling right now, I think, thinking about the campground because we had so much fun there.
Well, let's start off by talking about how the campground appeared, right? We got there, we looked around, and we were all kind of impressed with the way it looked. What did you think?
Like, the second we walked in, the landscaping was, like, amazing and beautiful. And, like, it overlooks a ton of hills, like, a ton of green hills, and it's, like, really beautiful. And the other thing that really, like, stuck out to me was basically, like the cleanness of it. Like, pretty much, like, the second we entered, my mom said, man, this is so clean. Like, even the dumpsters, there wasn't, like, anything on the road near it.
Yeah, there was the dumpster station, and it was all nice and tidy. And
it was
there
Disney
wasn't
World
anything
clean.
Overflowing. Right, exactly. I noticed the dumpster. And I loved that there were trees everywhere. Like, there's two main sections of the campground. There's that older section that's down the hill, mm-hmm. and then there's that upper section, the new one that we stayed in.
Yeah.
And both areas had so many trees. Even those, all the pull-throughs in that new area, there were trees between every single site. And I feel like that's unusual in a resort campground.
Yeah, practically the pull-through sites is more like clean through. But then when you got to, like, the cabin area and the, like, downer area, there was just so much trees. And it was just, the landscaping was amazing.
It was pretty. It was a really pretty place.
No,
we agree.
Stayed in a cabin this weekend, partly because we were only going for 3 nights. We had to rush out there. Max, why don't you tell everybody about the cabin that we ended up staying in? Initially, we were going to be in kind of a regular cabin, but then this one was open and we got moved into this one.
Yeah, this one really stuck out to me because it was like that type of cabin, with two cabins and then like a hallway connected them. And there, it was a 4-bath, it could sleep 24.
You're right. Yeah. 24 people.
24. And it really did.
Right. So that connected, there was like a connected screened in porch area. And you could sleep 12 on one side and 12 on the other. Right.
Yeah. So I'm going to talk about like the sleeping areas. Uh-huh. So there was 4 lofts. Each loft could sleep 3. There's one, what's full-size bed and an full-size bed and then just a normal bed that could fit up to 3. And then there's the bunk beds that could sleep up to 2. And there was 4 bunk beds, like 4 lofts. Yeah.
And if you count it all up, it's 24. So that would be a really great option. I mean, it was almost too much space for us. We enjoyed it. You guys went over to the kids' wing, right? Mm-hmm. Everyone in a while.
For a family reunion. And it's right by the nice row of pull-through sites.
Yeah, and you get a nice back yard area, right? With a fire ring and a grilling area. There was like a charcoal grill that you could use out there. We had breakfast and dinner out in the back. It was super private and nice. Uh-huh. But I also love those tree houses. Weren't they cute?
Wait, which?
The tree houses that we, like the people were staying in
right
next
door
to us.
Cabin,
oh,
And down the hill, right? They looked like they would be fun to camp in next time.
Max, let's talk about the really kind of fun stuff for the kids. Tell us about the pool area. And what were some of the fun things at that main pool area that you guys really liked? Because we spent most of our weekend there.
Yeah. So the pool, the main pool area was nice. There was 2 water slides. But at the beginning, it was, like, very slow, and then it got fast. And, like, the yellow one had the slope, but the red just went fast very at the end. And there's the water wars, which was basically, like, 2 sides, a hole, and you put water balloons in this, like, socket, pulled it back and launched it and tried to hit the target on the other side and tried to soak your opponents.
Being mom and dad.
Yeah. And there's a pretty big size pool. Mm-hmm. And there was like, what are they, Havanas? What are they called?
Cabanas.
Yeah, cabanas.
Yeah, there was the little cabanas you could rent. That's
but
right.
But they only fit 2 and it's like only half a tent.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And Max, how did it feel to lose at the water wars to mom and dad?
Oh, no, we didn't. We were the first one to hit the target.
That's probably true.
We played Water Wars twice, right? We played both days that we were at.
Yeah.
All
right. Now, there's the main pool area, which you just described. The only thing I would add was that it was a heated pool, too, which was nice.
Yes, and we were surprised to see that because it wasn't on the website. And then we found out that it was heated, which is perfect on Memorial Day weekend because, you know, it's a little early in the season.
Mm-hmm. But I think, Max, everyone in our family really loved the fact that there were a whole second area with water slides in the older part of the campground. So why did you and Theo and Wes and all of us, why did we like those water slides even better?
They were faster and funner and much longer because it was just good the whole ride. Not like the red and yellow in the main area. It was slow, slow. Like, a lot of people got stuck in those ones and had to push their way out to the fast part. But in that one, it just went fast all the way. And it was really fun because, like, there was all those twists and turns that made it extra.
And you had to sit on the mat.
Yeah, and that made it even faster.
Yeah, that made it really fast.
Yeah, and it was also cool that they're the old, like, one of the oldest water slides in Pennsylvania, and that, like, now that safety is more, like, safety.
Like, we don't think they could make these types of slides anymore, right?
Safety's a little more important these days than it was back in the 70s,
I think. So it's, like, so much different for, like, kids because it's so much faster and, like, more, like, huge than it would have been back when my mom and dad were kids.
Max, how many times do you think you went down the water slides altogether, both water slides? Like, how many times? Take a guess at a number.
I don't really know. I went down them a lot.
You just kept going down.
You just kept going
over
and going
over again. Now, We're going to talk a little bit about your favorite activities.
Yeah.
So we'll let Theo talk about some also, but we don't have to name, you don't have to think of every single one, but we did a lot of the planned activities, right? At different times. What were your favorites?
Probably the 4x4. That was so fun.
Okay. You so explain to everybody what that was.
So it's basically a huge truck and there's seats in the trunk.
In the bed of the truck.
Yeah.
And you would go back there and the guy would like go at 70-60 miles per hour through like a ton of areas and like overlooking a ton of views. And one, since it rained like before we went on, it was all muddy on the seats and the paths were muddy, so like everybody got splashed with mud.
Who got the muddiest?
That's tricky.
Mommy got really muddy.
Yeah,
for any parents out there concerned, I don't think they actually went 60 or 70 miles per hour.
No, it felt that way.
It feels that way.
It felt that way, but it was a really fun ride.
Mommy got totally smashed with mud.
So did Wes. Me and Wes, I think, were sitting in like the muddiest area, but that was a lot of fun. Were there any other activities that really stand out that you remember?
Yeah, there was a, what's it called? No snow.
The snowless snow tubing.
So basically it's like this really big hill and you take a snow tube up it and it's like made of this really slippery material. So when you go down, you go like really fast. But getting up there is like a workout. It burns your legs so much.
Yeah.
Because it's so high.
Yeah.
And like, yeah. And
it's a good workout.
It's a slope the whole entire time.
I love that. And I hope we see that in the, like, I don't think we've ever been to a campground with this activity.
Never seen that anywhere. And it's, you have a beautiful view of the mountains
around
you.
It's really fun. And I'll actually put a little clip of a video that you took of that in the show notes over at rvfta.com because you have to see it, I think. But it was so much fun. I really wish that more campgrounds had this. We had a blast doing it. Now, Max, nobody's perfect, okay? Yeah. So we love campgrounds sometimes, and yet you really had a fair critique of something that we experienced while we were there. So do you just want to share your recommendation for something that they should look to fix in the future?
Yes, the paintball. We went there because on the brochure, they had paintball for $10. When we got there, when we paid, the guy said, you have to pay for the equipment, and it didn't mention that, so we were just like, what? Because you were allowed to play, I guess, without the gear, which is a big safety issue for me. Because if you get hit by one of those things, you could get knocked out and, like, much more. And that would be a big problem for the campground. Because if you got seriously injured, you would have that, they would be paying for it. And also what I didn't like was, like, everybody had their own, like, advanced paint guns. I feel like they should give everybody equal ones because somebody could have one that goes 200 miles per hour and like the other had 50 and you could really get hurt with those.
So you really felt like the price should be all inclusive of the gear that they charge and everybody should sort of have the same stuff just like it happens in laser tag. Like you kind of wish that it was more like a laser tag type of a situation. And I agree. I
or
think
just
that's
that it was explained really clearly up front. Right?
Yeah.
On the brochure.
You know, Max and I agree that we think safety gear should be included. We're on the side of it. Include all the safety gear. So I think that that is a fair critique. And you know, it's something that they can maybe look to.
Max, we actually spent some time in the restaurant there. Like they had a really, really beautiful restaurant. What did you think of the restaurant and the camp store?
The customer service was really good there. And the food was also very good for just some campground food, which is mostly like some McDonald's cheese. Fast food, but it was like actual nachos, and the breakfast was like actually homemade, and it was like a buffet, but the lunch just was really good, and the pizza, like, it wasn't made of that, like, really, like, not veal cheese.
Like, frozen.
Like
right.
It wasn't like microwaved food.
No, we were definitely surprised by the quality of the food in the restaurant. Yeah. We had a breakfast and a lunch there, and we all enjoyed our meals. There was also ice cream.
Yeah.
And homemade donuts. So those are some other good food options out there. Well, Max, thank you so much for coming on the show and sharing your kids' perspective of the Mill Run Jellystone.
And Max, in general, you've gone to you're a lucky kid. gone to a lot of Jellystones. Yes. Why do you get excited to go to a Jellystone over other types of campgrounds that we go to?
Because Jellystone is mostly kid-friendly, but it's not, like, just for kids. It, like, also can fit, like, you know, elders. Like, yeah.
Like us.
Like, there's also quiet places of the campground that you wouldn't have to be around kids. You could relax in, like, a lot of places because the older part was just very quiet. Mm-hmm. And,
Yeah. It was. The older part of the campground was just a quiet, peaceful, very shaded retreat almost.
Max, you summed that up so nicely because Mom and Dad love to go to a Jellystone, mm-hmm, too. Yeah. We don't feel like it's all for you when we go. Mm-hmm. We have a great time, too.
Oh, I love sitting by the pool. And so I also want to say a big thank you to Jayco for sponsoring this episode that Max has joined us on. Jayco has helped generation after generation create family memories since 1968, offering travel trailers, fifth wheels, toy haulers, Class C and Class A motorhomes. It's easy to find the perfect Jayco for your family with an industry-leading 2-year limited warranty, beautiful design, and innovative safety features. You can be confident in your Jayco. Visit your local Jayco dealer or Jayco.com for more information.
Now, Max has one more thing he wants to tell us, but we also need to thank our friends at Go RVing. RVing allows us to enjoy amazing resort vacations at a fraction of the cost, just like a Jellystone Mill Run. To be honest, all-inclusive resort vacations would just not fit into the Puglisi family budget. I really don't think they would, but at an RV resort, we can do it. Over the last decade, we've been able to enjoy resort amenities at campgrounds across the country. RV resorts offer pools, spas, hot tubs, water parks, recreation, plan activities, restaurants, and more. So if you're interested in resort camping and you want to find your way, visit our friends at GoRVing.com. Find your way. Go RVing. Now, Max was waving his hands around saying, I want to tell everybody one more thing about Jellystone Mill Run. So what's on your mind, bud?
It's the campsites. And the pull-throughs are usually very tight. Like, so most of the time, our toy hauler barely can squeeze in there. And, they were very spacious. They were more like a normal campsite. And then the normal campsites were even bigger and, like, very spacious and nice. And, like, very, the lawn was very mowed and all that. So I really like that.
Mm-hmm. I completely agree. I was very surprised in a good way over the size of the pull-throughs. Usually Jeremy and I, or I'll say Dad and I, say, you know, to people, hey, at a resort campground, expect smaller sites typically. And that was not the case at Mill Run. The sites were beautifully
really
sized.
Nice sites.
Yeah.
Max, thank you so much for coming on the show,
now,
bud.
Should we bring Theo on and get his opinion? Or did you cover everything? No.
Yeah, he can't come on.
All right. All right, we're going to go get Theo, and we will be right back, everybody, and hear his perspective
thanks,
of the
Max.
Campground. Thank you, Max.
Thanks for having me.
Welcome back to the show, everybody. I'm really excited to have my son and traveling companion Theo Puglisi on the RV Atlas. We've been trying to get this guy on the show for almost 5 years, and we could not come to terms with his agent. They were asking too high a price.
And only green M&Ms.
And only all the other M&Ms. But we got him on the show today to talk about Jellystone Mill Run. So Theo, welcome to the show.
Thanks.
You ready to talk about one of your favorite campgrounds?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, start off by just telling us, what made you want to come on and review the Jellystone Mill Run?
Well, that was definitely one of my favorite favorite campgrounds, and I really liked it. And that's why it made me come on, because I thought I had a lot to talk about.
Okay, well, let's dive right in. What were some of the highlights for you of our weekend there?
Well, it had the water park, a bunch of nice features like the snow tubing with no snow, Gaga Ball, and a lot of fun activities.
What were your favorite activities?
Well, the water park, the water slides, and no snow snow tubing.
What did you like about the no snow snow tubing?
It was a big hit, obviously, for everyone in the family.
Well, yeah, it was just faster than usual snow tubing, and it was just really, really fun.
Didn't I beat you?
Yeah.
I thought I won in that race.
Now, at the bottom of that no snow snow tubing were the Gaga ball pits. So were those nice Gaga ball pits there? Did you guys play?
Yeah, but I wish they had somebody to monitor it, like one of the employees.
A camp worker to keep it more organized.
Yeah, what I liked about the Gaga ball pits was they had multiple, and it seemed like for the most part the kids separated into like a younger kid game and an older kid game. But you're so right that one of the things that's great about resort campgrounds is when they have those camp workers who just kind of oversee the activities and make sure they don't get a little out of control.
Yeah, but then all the teenagers came over and made it a mess, and then I want to go.
And you left the game. The teenagers got involved.
Now, what did you think of the different water slides there? Because they did have a lot. We spent almost all weekend in the pools and on the water slides. What did you like about the water slides?
Well, there were two that weren't at the water park that were really, really fun. But then there were the two in the water park.
So tell us about all of those.
Well, the ones at the water park were really slow in the beginning. And the ride, it was like just like no speed at all. And at the end, like the last second, you get speed. But then the yellow one had a big drop, and that's the only point you got speed. But the older water slides were faster, and they were fast all the way. And those one, like
the guy waiting at the top?
No, the four-wheel.
The 4x4? Yeah. On the 4x4 truck, he kind of gave us a little bit of the history.
Yeah, and he said it was like one of the biggest water slides in Pennsylvania.
I think the longest. Yeah, he said it might be the longest water slide in Pennsylvania.
And you got the mat, so that made it go really fast.
Yeah, the mats made a huge difference.
And then you glide, and it was just really fun.
We loved them. Now, what about the 4x4 ride? What did you think of that?
Well, it was fun, but I got really dirty.
You got a big smile on your face. You didn't get as dirty as Mom.
No. I was hiding behind the truck.
You were the least dirty because you were right up by the edge of the truck and hardly any of the mud got you.
Yeah, and I was ducking behind the truck.
Yeah. Now, you know, we talked about a lot of the activities that we did, but then there were a lot of things. I mean, this activity schedule is jam-packed from sunrise to sunset, and there were things that we couldn't even get to that I saw happening. Do you remember when you were playing Gaga Ball, I saw candy bar bingo happening over at the pavilion, right? That looked fun. We didn't do that.
Every night they have an activity there.
Yeah, and they had a dance party. Mm-hmm. Did you want to go to the dance party?
No. I never really liked
those. No, you don't go to the dance parties.
What did you think of the restaurant, the camp store, that whole area up there?
Overall, that was really good food for a campground. And usually you wouldn't find that good of food at the campground. And it was real food. Like, it wasn't just microwaved. You could tell. And that's what some campgrounds, I feel like, just microwave food.
I think they do. So what did you eat? Like, what did you order to eat at the restaurant?
I had, for breakfast, they had a big breakfast bar, and so you had like I had like a biscuit, pancakes, bacon, potatoes, stuff like that. And then for lunch, they had options, and I got the a nacho bowl.
And how was the nacho bowl?
That was good.
How about the ice cream there?
Oh, that was good. It was like, I think it was like the Hershey ice cream, so it wasn't like amazing. Like, it was just like the regular ice cream they have at a campground.
Hand dipped, yeah. They you know, you have high expectations for campground ice cream to be amazing, I guess.
Yeah. But the nacho bowl
was
that, excellent.
Yeah. Absolutely. And the homemade donuts they had there. And you guys got those big slushies, right? Out of those
Those were good. Yeah, they're just like the plain slushies.
They have
like regular flavors.
Theo, you're kind of an expert on RV sites and cabins, and we've been to so many different places. What did you think of their cabins and the RV sites there?
Well, their RV sites were pretty decent size, could fit probably a lot of the trailers, probably most of them. And then the cabin sites were family friendly. And then they had the lodge, which could fit the two families that were going together, maybe. Like, the only difference was the main kitchen, and the main kitchen, and then the other one didn't have the main kitchen. It was pretty big in just one. It had two lofts, two bedrooms with a bathroom inside of each one.
Very spacious. And you know what we didn't talk about before with Max, too? Pet friendly, right?
Yeah.
We were able to bring Maggie along, which is really important to you, right?
Yes.
How do you guys feel when we travel without Maggie?
I don't like it.
So what was
it? I still like it, but not as much.
Yeah.
What were some of your favorite memories from that weekend? Some of the most fun things?
Oh, well, definitely the water slides. And second was probably the water park. Oh, and the snow tube. The no snow snow tubing.
Did you like losing to Water Wars to Mom and Dad?
No, there was no losing, but overall, you guys got the most wet because we activated the splash, though.
Yeah, what was that, like the double splash or something?
I figured out how it worked.
So for our last question, Theo, like in general, you've been to a lot of Jellystones. What do you like about camping at a Jellystone?
Well, they're family friendly, and even if you are going singly or just with somebody else or three friends, it's still fun.
Well, Theo, thank you so much for coming on the podcast. We'd like to get you back on again. Do you think it's going to take 5 years, or do you think we can get you back on our podcast again really soon?
Well, definitely, probably, yes, if we go to a good one and I have stuff to say.
If you have stuff to say. Now, why do you think the kids' perspective is important? Because our podcast listeners just get to listen to Mom and Dad all the time. Why is it important maybe that you guys come on and talk about campgrounds?
Well, grown-ups usually talk about the stuff like the cleanness of the design and all that. The kids go a bit deeper with the funner activities because they usually try it a lot more and they do more stuff usually.
So the adults are boring and the kids are fun.
Yeah. They know where it's at. They know how to have a good time. All right. Well, you are welcome to come back on the show anytime to review any of the campgrounds that we're going to this summer. We are always happy to have you. Thanks a lot.
Thanks.
Thank you, Theo.
All right, everybody. Thanks for joining us for another episode of the RV Atlas. Remember that the Mill Run Jellystone is located in Laurel Highlands, which just is surrounded by a ton of outdoor adventure. We talked about some other things in the area.
Falling water.
Including falling
water. It's
like
a mile up the road.
On yesterday's episode of the RV Atlas. So if you missed that, make sure you go back and you listen to all the things that you can do in the area surrounding the Mill Run Jellystone. However, if you just want to kick back and spend the entire weekend at the campground, you can do that too. All right, everybody, thanks for joining us. We'll see you at the campground.
See you at the campground.
Thanks, everyone, for listening to this episode of the RV Atlas. And a big thanks to the sponsors of this show, Jayco, Bass Pro Cabela's, Thetford, Go Power, and Go RVing. We appreciate their support in creating educational and inspirational RV content.
You can also find links to everything mentioned in this episode over at rvfta.com, plus hundreds of blog posts on everything from gear recommendations to our favorite camping recipes.
If you enjoy our show, please leave us a review wherever you listen, and make sure to get social with us on Facebook at The RV Atlas and on Instagram at Jeremy and Stephanie. Plus, we've got the friendliest campers around in our private Facebook group. So check it out.
Until next time, I'm Jeremy.
And I'm Stephanie.
And we'll see you at the campground.
See you at the campground.